Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The execution of a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family has caused international outrage and a serious escalation of diplomatic tensions in the region, with unrest predicted in Shia-majority areas. Sheikh Nimran Nimra, who was among 47 people executed in Saudi Arabia Saturday, was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and then sentenced to death. He was an outspoken critic of the kingdom's ruling family and a key leader of Shiite protest in Saudi Arabia in 2011. Israeli police have identified a suspect in a shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people, wounded at least seven others. Relatives of Nashef Melem recognized him from security footage and scenes of Friday's attack.
Eventually, Shamati to Tel Aviv.
Melem's father apologized for his son's alleged actions, saying, "I did not educate him that way." He said, "I'm sorry for what he did." He also said that he went to the police himself and offered to help find his son. Melem's family is calling for him to surrender as Israeli police continue the large-scale manhunt. New Year's Day shooting came amid a wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis and days after the leader of the Islamic State threatened Israel with violence. United States on Saturday criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017. A new law there allows the 58-year-old president to run for terms which could keep him in office until 2034. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone has been Ebola-free since November. The country is now trying to move forward into the new year, and this is proving to be a challenge for some. Nina DeVries has more from Freetown.
The new year has set in, and Daddy Hassan Kamara is grateful to have his children with him. They mean the world to him. He is one of more than 4,000 Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone. He contracted Ebola from his mother in November of 2014, a time when the virus was surging across Sierra Leone.
When I was in the treatment center, I was totally mad over the whole thing, because even when doctor called me to give me medicine, you know, I always ignore, you know. Then there are times the doctors become feared.
Now Sierra Leone and Guinea have been officially declared Ebola-free by the World Health Organization. Liberia should be completely free of Ebola transmission by this month. Nita DeVries for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Four-way talks are set to begin in Pakistan January the 11th on a framework for reviving peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Representatives from Afghanistan, China, Pakistan, and the United States are scheduled to take part in the discussions in Islamabad. Pakistan hosted the first round of talks last July, but the negotiations stalled amid word that the insurgent spiritual leader, Mullah Omar, had died 2 years earlier. Taliban kept the news secret, apparently to avoid divisions in the movement over who would succeed him. As preparations for the new discussions take place, some observers cast doubt on prospects of any breakthroughs, given divisions in the ranks of the Taliban and conditions set by the two sides. China creating three new military units. It says it will need to seek stronger, more efficient fighting force. President Xi Jinping said the new units are being created, in his words, to realize the Chinese dream of a strong military. China currently engaged in intense territorial disputes with many Asian countries, particularly in the vast South China Sea, which Beijing claims almost in its entirety. In the United States, President Obama has declared an emergency in the flood-ravaged state of Missouri, a move that allows federal aid to help that state recover from massive flooding that's killed at least two dozen people, forced thousands of others to evacuate, and submerged huge swaths of farmland. Flooding was fueled by more than 25 centimeters of rain over a three-day period in the past week, bursting riverbanks, National Weather Service issuing a flood advisory as far south as the state of Tennessee through Monday evening, while other forecasters are saying small rivers in the area will continue to crest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.